Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks, Patty. I'm Dave Cohen. Now, Tommy Tucker, do you take anything to aid in your sleep?
No, I don't. Why?
Because you keep saying...
Well, other than a Sleep Number bed, no, I mean, that's the only thing I take.
You slept through the storm Saturday morning.
Olga.
And you are insisting that there must not have been much action in Belle Chasse.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
I have pulled the weather records from Belle Chasse.
You did.
For Saturday morning
and
at the Naval Air Station.
What have you found?
At,
I don't live that far from Naval Air Station.
At 3 a.m., there was an east wind at 20, gusting to 26. Not
too
bad.
That's not going to wake me up.
With light rain.
That won't wake me up at all.
At 4 a.m., there was a southeast wind at 35, gusting to 48 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If you slept through that, you must have the most solidly built home ever, that the windows weren't rattling, and you didn't hear the trees shaking.
No.
Oh, and by the way, it was thundering outside as well.
No.
By 5 a.m., the winds were still, for a full hour, they were sustained at around 30 miles an hour, still gusting to 45 at 5 a.m. They didn't lay down to under 35 miles an hour until 7 a.m. So that was three solid hours.
Well, let me tell you what happens. I normally get up at my usual 3 o'clock time anyway, and you probably do as well on a weekend because your body clock's there, right?
Yes, and I was up all night anyway because of the storm.
Right. Got up, ate a little oatmeal, and went back to sleep. I do remember it thundering. I thought I heard it thunder, but that's it.
You had 45 mile an hour wind gusts.
Three words, Sleep Number bed.
Yeah, I guess there were 60 mile an hour gusts at my house, 72 on the North Shore.
That'll get your attention.
Yeah.
It's amazing how we watch, and I got to go here to talk to Bob Dietz, but it's amazing how we watched Barry for how long?
Oh, like 2 weeks.
And then the other one up along the eastern coast in Florida, when was that? That ended up turning.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, 2019, we can't get buns baked for Popeyes, and we can't figure out where the storm's going.
Well, it was a weird combination of what was Tropical Storm Olga becoming subtropical and then combining with a cold front right over us.
Well,
that's why we got that.
I don't mean to dispute your data, but I didn't have any big branches. I had a couple of twigs.
Yeah.
Let me go. Bob Dietz, professor of public policy, George Mason University, former senior counselor to the director of the CIA, former general counsel at the National Security Agency, and author of a couple of books. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Maybe you authored more than a couple. What have you written?
No, I just wrote one monograph, and the title of it was Congratulations, You Just Got Hired. Don't Screw It Up.
About?
It's a guide for young professionals entering the workplace.
That sounds like it's a worthy purchase. Could make a nice Christmas present. I'm not trying
it
to
could,
show
yes.
for your book, but I'm just saying for people that are entering the workforce. All right, so... everybody was distracted, I guess, for a little bit, or maybe not, on Capitol Hill about the Al Baghdadi's death. But what happens today? Where are we? Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking people, is the impeachment of the president inevitable? And I'll start with asking you that, Bob. Is the impeachment of the president inevitable?
In the absence of something unforeseeable, yes. The votes are there. The polls show at least modest majorities in favor of it, and the evidence coming out from the various interviews taking place in the Hill tend to support the idea that the president offered a quid pro quo. Which, and by the way, if you take away the Latin, that's kind of the Latin word for bribery.
You know, I first learned that expression, Bob: silence of the lambs.
Oh, yes.
That's where I first became familiar with that expression. But does there have to have a quo? Because the president tweeted that you can't have a quid pro quo without a quo.
There was.
And that was?
Well, depending which direction it's going, it was either the investigation being conducted by Ukraine or the president's passing on the close to $400 million in military assistance.
So the president said, that, going back to his tweet about quid pro quo, and there was no quo, meaning that the Ukrainians never said that anything was asked of them. But since then, Ukraine has come out and said that's not true.
Right. And remember, it's all the key language is in that Mr. Trump himself admitted to, do me a favor. And that's that, you know, that. Yeah, that's a demand, effectively. That's a nice way of making a demand. Do me a favor.
So when it comes to, the Ukrainians said they were under the impression, right, that even before then, that in order to get the aid, they had to do some looking in the Joe Biden and his son?
Yes. But then later on, Mr. Giuliani apparently said that there had to be something visible in the town square. In other words, a public statement saying that that Ukrainians were looking at Mr. Biden and his son.
Is Rudy Giuliani a crazy like a fox, or just crazy?
Oh, geez, I'd say. I'm not sure it's crazy. Well, the way I read this is Rudy Giuliani used to be an important person, and now he's not, and I think he misses it. In addition, according to accounts in the New York Times and Washington Post, he's in the middle of a very expensive divorce and wants money. And so, you know, those things combined will make people do unusual things.
Lord knows you've seen it play out a whole bunch of times with friends in your life. We're going to take a break, pick it up here. If you have any questions or comments about this, I'd be glad to take them at 870-870 and pass them along to Bob Dietz. When we come back, we're going to talk about the role of the Senate in this and how likely is it that Mr. Trump, who needs the support of the Republican Senate, is he starting to lose support there? Are they starting to slowly back away or not? We'll talk more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is 9:21. We're talking about the impeachment of the president. Is it inevitable? I'll give you the results on that in a minute of our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Boy, this has been so hard to follow. Bob Dietz, professor of public policy at George Mason University, former senior counselor to the director of the CIA and former general counsel at the National Security Agency. So you got the Mueller report. Now I got this impeachment inquiry going. There is also something going on with the Justice Department, and it is called the Durham investigation. What is going on there, Bob?
Well, this was, this was an examination into the origins of the investigation into Soviet involvement, Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Let me just say, by the way, that I know Mr. Durham. He was involved in an investigation of the CIA when I was there, and I worked a lot with him, and I think he's a thoroughly honorable, honest, straightforward person. So I'm really glad he's the one doing the investigation.
So this is a criminal investigation, or what exactly is he investigating?
Well, that's unclear. Initially, I think the idea was simply to uncover kind of the trail of events leading to the investigation of Russian involvement. I've read recently that a grand jury is about to be impaneled. That does two things. First of all, it raises the stakes for whoever may be involved, but it also gives an investigator a lot more power in terms of subpoenaing documents, demanding witnesses show up in front of the grand jury, and so forth. So it's not a trivial matter by any means.
So is this related to the FISA warrant?
Yes, it is.
How?
Well, that's a little, to me at least, it's a little unclear. In order to get a FISA, and by the way, they're generally called orders, okay. you need to show a FISA judge that you have probable cause to believe that somebody's acting on behalf of foreign government. Now, some people complain that a lot of this is hearsay. Of course it is. Warrants almost always are issued on the basis of hearsay. It's ex parte, meaning only the government is in front of the FISA judge. Again, nothing unusual there. Warrants, if criminal warrants are issued ex parte, meaning there's only one side in front of the judge. So, you know, where this is going and how it comes out, I have no idea, of course.
So Mitch McConnell, I don't know if he's speaking the truth. I don't know if he's playing for one side or the other just in terms of message. But he seems to be backing away a little from the president. The president talked about a phone call about Ukraine, I think it was. And Mitch McConnell said he doesn't remember. There was no such phone call.
Right, right.
But you need two-thirds of the Senate to impeach the president.
No, majority to impeach, two-thirds to convict in the Senate.
Okay, so is there any way that happens, or is this all about...
You know, 2 months ago, I'd have said no, but I think things are changing a little bit. And the reason is this. Mr. McConnell said something very important, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago when he said that Senate rules required that he hold a trial following the impeachment. And see, what I think a lot of people thought was, as soon as the impeachment papers went to the Senate would either Mr. McConnell by himself or the Senate generally would have an immediate vote and say president's exonerated. Mr. McConnell said no, that there has to be a hearing. Well, the problem that creates for Republican supporters of the president is that if there's a hearing, it means evidence is coming out. And it may be a challenge for Republican senators to kind of look the other way and say, yeah, there's nothing here. So I don't think it's quite as much of a foregone conclusion that the president will be found not guilty in a hearing in front of the Senate.
Is it inevitable that he will be impeached by the House?
Yes, I think it is inevitable. Again, barring some, you know, tumultuous, something utterly unforeseeable, yes. The votes are there and the evidence is there.
That's what our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking. 60% are saying no, 40% are saying yes. So when it comes to the Horowitz and Durham reports, they're working on the same investigation? Horowitz and Durham.
Effectively, yes. I think so. Although, you know, exactly what Mr. Durham is doing is a little unclear. By the way, he is not a publicity hound. Mm-hmm. He's a well-respected U.S. attorney in Connecticut. And so I really don't know exactly what he's up to.
Would that have anything to do with the so-called quid pro quo and the president being impeached?
No, not directly. But the problem is that the more sort of bad stuff comes out, the more likely it is that people say, you know, we've had enough of this troublesome president.
Say that part again.
That the more stuff that comes out, whether it's directly relevant or not, may lead particularly Republicans to say, I've had enough of this troublesome president. Everything he says, every time he does something, it creates a problem for me. So I think that this is a disadvantage that Mr. Trump now has. I mean, for example, leaving having American troops leave summarily out of Syria. That was condemned by many Republican senators, including Mr. McConnell.
But they have to be looking at the Senate and House, et cetera, right? I mean, they're looking down the line. So they think that somehow convicting President Trump and removing him from office is going to help them in 2020, either in the White House, the Senate, or the House?
Well, you mean who? Republicans or Democrats?
Yeah, if the Republicans vote to impeach him, they're not going to do this without looking down the line about the—
Right. Right, but you know, I was chatting with a friend the other day about this. The president could be impeached and then tossed through, you know, the Senate vote and still run again for president. There's nothing prohibits that in the Constitution.
So the Senate could vote to remove him from office.
Yes.
But he could still be a candidate on the ballot in 2020. So what will we have accomplished?
Well, That's kind of a cynical question. What we will have accomplished is that the Constitution and the rule of law prevail in the United States.
Okay. I'm just looking at it politically, I guess.
No, I know. I'm just ragging you.
Yeah. So what time frame are we looking at here, in your opinion?
Well, I think the idea that there was going to be an impeachment vote, like around Thanksgiving, I think is a fantasy. I doubt whether it'll come before Christmas. Before Christmas. And I wouldn't even be surprised if it slips into January.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Are we missing anything at all?
You never miss anything, Tommy.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice. Bob Dietz, professor of public policy at George Mason University, former senior counselor to the director of the CIA, former general counsel at the National Security Agency. There is one thing that I think that I will go to my grave believing, and that is if President Trump conducted himself in a different way, and I'm not saying that he can't do whatever he wants, but if he had conducted himself in a different way and a little less brash, and I know some of you are going to say, well, that's what got him elected, but I don't think he'd be having the trouble that he's having now. But then again, maybe he will. And if this is completely and totally political because they don't like a Republican being in the White House, God help us. God help us, because that means it's going to happen next time as well. Or it's going to keep on going if President Trump is reelected. 9:30 more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.